You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Tom Michael here on Boise State Public Radio News. It seems that in this day and age, news often spreads online. But in Hawaii, some environmental crusaders took a different approach. They sailed a single canoe across the globe, making stops to teach environmental stewardship and the protection of cultural resources. The trip stretched from 2013 to 2018, making stops in 150 ports, 23 countries and territories. The journey has now been made into a documentary. Moana Nia Akaya, One Ocean, One Canoe, One People is the name, and it's coming to Boise tomorrow. Joining us live in studio to talk more is the film's director, Nahalehu Anthony. Welcome.
Aloha.
Aloha. Great to have you here. What beautiful imagery you have on the poster of this ship. First, describe this ship. It seems like an ancient craft.
It's actually what we call a modern replica of what you would have seen maybe 500 or 600 years ago sailing across Polynesia and the Pacific. And so it's just about 60 feet long and only 20 feet wide, and it is capable of sailing more than 3,000 miles open ocean, unaided by other ships for any kind of resource and water and food and such, and also it's unaided by modern instruments. And so the navigation is done traditionally in what's called wayfinding, which means that you use your surroundings and what you can observe, stars, swell, planets, as well as wind and wave to find your way across the ocean.
Well, I can tell just from talking to you, not only are you a filmmaker, a director, you're obviously a seaman, a captain, and apparently a Luddite, too. So you must know how to pilot this craft and everything.
Yeah, so I've served as captain on shorter voyages. When I sail as a crew member, when I sail as a documenter, I'm usually just the general crew member and in charge of things like the electronics. But all of the people who sailed to shoot for this documentary, they were also crew members as well. So we all stood watches side by side with our crew and then off the watches when we would shoot the film.
We're speaking with Nahalehu Anthony, the director of the documentary film. It's about one ocean, one canoe, and one people. We talked about the logistics, but now the theme. A beautiful imagery of a craft sailing into different ports. How should this make me feel differently about climate change?
Well, when you look at it, there are a number of values and morals that can come from just sailing on a vessel like this. There's a Hawaiian saying that talks about that a canoe is an island and the island is a canoe, and that when we're sailing out at sea, this small canoe is really our island for a month at a time. And when you spend a month at sea with finite resources, with a small group of people on a very small island, you start to look at the way in which we can participate in community with each other, but also the way in which maybe we can take some of that back home and start to have these conversations about what's really important as we make this journey through life on our island Earth. And so as we sailed around, we went to different communities to reinforce some of the stories of hope that come from what small communities may be doing to help to create a better future and a different worldview.
And what are some of those? What are some of those things? Like your ship's coming into port. This community is excited to tell you their story.
Sure. So we went to Tangier Island in the Chesapeake Bay on the way up the eastern seaboard, which is right at the doorstep of the Potomac in Washington, D.C. And they are also subject to some of the dealings of climate change, global climate change. They are losing 20 to 25 feet of shoreline a year. Mm. And so the conversation very quickly turned to one of what can we do together as a people to move this idea of surviving on this planet together well.
I had read this film has already inspired some preservation initiatives. Some of those? What are those?
Sure. So The idea behind the journey was called Malama Honua, which means Malama is to take care of Honua, the earth. So there are a number of initiatives that came out of that. We went to a UN conference in 2014, and we started to collect declarations, pledges, if you will, from different countries to start to protect different parts of the ocean where we know that either there are large fish stocks that will be our supply of protein for the future, but also where the bulk of our oxygen is made in the oceans. And so keeping our oceans safe and healthy is really going to mean that we as humans can be safe and healthy moving forward.
Most of the earth, oceans.
That's correct.
And it's a way to carry that message as well. So the documentary, Moana Nui Akaya, One Ocean, One Canoe, One People, coming to the Egyptian Theater. That's in Boise tomorrow. Where else has it been?
We were just talking about it outside. We've been all over the place. We opened in Hawaii at the Hawaii International Film Festival. It's been to Oregon. It made its international debut in New Zealand. We just screened in New York like three nights ago. We're in Boise tomorrow, and then we're in L.A. on Sunday. I screened in Scotland in June, and then on and on. So there's a bunch of screenings. There's been a bunch of interest. And, even in this landlocked state of Idaho, there's been interest. And so we're stoked to come out with partners and meet and hang out with everybody. And, you know, hopefully everybody can take something away that they learned, myself included.
In addition to sharing this vision of conservation, I imagine you also introduced some people to some different native cultures. What might those be?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're talking about sailing into Cape Town in South Africa, where the crucible of the beginning of civilization started, you know, more than 100,000 years ago. And so really, this is the oldest culture now welcoming the youngest culture. Hawaii was one of the last places to be settled some 1,200, 1,500 years ago.
One of the last states of the Union.
One of the last states of the Union, right? And so what you end up with is these different cultures mixing that maybe would have never had an opportunity to do so with such depth, but for a voyaging canoe bringing everybody together.
You know, another subtext of your film, Nahaele Lelu, is female empowerment. How does that show up?
Well, when you look at leadership on board the canoe, I think there have traditionally been male captains and navigators, and that there was a thought that maybe going to sea was too rough for the women. When in actuality, you have to have women on board if you're going to go and populate a new island group somewhere. You have to have women on board to be able to bring forth that balance that has to be had on board a canoe. And what we've seen over the last 30 years of this revitalization of this knowledge of canoe sailing and non-instrument navigation is that many, many women have not only come into the craft, but excelled at it. And so,
would you care to introduce us to one from the film, an example?
Absolutely. So one of our apprentice navigators that started, Haunani Kane, who was a PhD student at the University of Hawaii, talking about global climate change and the effects that are that we will have on Hawaii. Is also an apprentice navigator who just did her first solo leg as the navigator in charge from San Diego to Hawaii. She's 31 years old. She just finished her PhD. She is, I think, the hope of what we need in the future, in this balance of not only academia and this traditional way at which in Western knowledge that you learn things, but also the embodiment of how it is that someone like Haunani Kane can then go to sea and bring those values that you learn in Western construct and bring it into a more native construct that we have used to survive for many thousands of years.
Nahaalehu Anthony is our guest talking about the film that will be at the Egyptian on Thursday. Are you a native of Hawaii?
I am.
And what are you proud to share to, let's say, a landlocked Idahoan like myself?
Oh, you know, I think the more that we get to share this canoe story, the more we realize that it's a universal story. It's a universal story of hope. It's a universal story of ingenuity. And as we come together, one of the most important things that this film tries to do is to show that if we choose to, we can find commonality with each other. That we don't always have to find the differences with each other. We can find commonality. And I hope that tomorrow night we come together and we find some commonality in enjoying, hopefully, an entertaining film, but also something that leaves us with a discussion about how we can move forward together as people.
Well, let's say someone's listening right now, making an unnecessary trip in a gas-fueled car at lunch, right?
Yes.
And they're listening to your message. In addition to finding commonality with others, mm-hmm. Is this climate change, does that have an urgency to you?
Yeah. I mean, climate change for me, I should have an urgency for everybody. I live like 100 feet from the ocean, and it certainly has an urgency for me with respect to that. The beaches that I grew up with, are disappearing. The way at which I think we look at the kinds of practices that we have in this world are not necessarily something that I think we can have persist too far into the future. And the basic facts of that are tangible now, right? We see weather changing. We see colder winters. We see rainier summers. We see what's called king tide. I've never heard of king tide until the last couple of years.
And describe it.
The tide comes up so high that it's much, much higher than what we would have seen in years past. It's a higher threshold than what has been recorded in some places. So I think the conversation about climate change is one for all of us to have and for all of us to solve together, not only as a country, but as a planet.
Well said. Moana Nui Akaya, One Ocean, One Canoe, One People, and One Stop in Boise tomorrow at the Egyptian. Thank you so much for joining us here on the program.
Oh, thank you for having me.
This is Tom Michael, and you're in tune with Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News. Coming up next, a new Idaho debut of a contemporary opera. Thanks for joining us on Idaho Matters.